Convention, March 12th, 1995. The question this afternoon has to deal with the phenomenon that seems to be everywhere apparent within the human race, and that is that if there is a different quality that a small or minority group of people has, they will be ostracized by the majority group. The differences can be sex, race, creed, color, length of hair, dressing of clothes, frequently the ideas one has in one's head. And we would like to know if this is an innate quality of the human species, of mammalians, of animals in general. If so, is there a way of looking at it that would be helpful to us as we experience it in our world around us?
We are those of Akul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. How precious do we find the opportunity that you have given us to come and dwell within the nexus of your combined vibrations. We are most honored, and we gratefully thank you. As always, we ask that those things which we offer as our thoughts be considered by you with a discriminating mind and heart, for our opinions are simply that. And we would not wish to presume to know that truth which is each person's. For truth wears many clothes, yet all tends toward that truth that lies in mystery, which is beyond all paths to it. If aught we say is of help to you, then we are most satisfied, and we thank you for this opportunity. As we sense through this instrument's physical senses the warmth of the afternoon sun, the feeling that the sun brings is very nostalgic for us. We remember with pleasure our own third density experience and our feelings of joy when the season which you would call summer approached. That wonderful feeling of life stirring and moving out from the winter's sleep into the fulfilling of the destiny that lies within each seed. Each of you also is a seed which has lain within the dark ground and the winter cold of times contracted and forlorn. Times when there was darkness, and in that darkness the chill of solitude. each of you is a seed of infinite love and infinite light. Yet your blossoming shall be a long one in coming, and you shall have many bodies and move through many densities before that blossom is finally perfect, and in that perfection is lost into the all. It is quite a journey with many revolutions. As your planet revolves, so shall you revolve through cycles of warmth and cycles of seed time and cold. As we approach the question which you have asked us, we ask you to remember that these concerns about which we speak are those of a seed just sprouting. That seed that lies within you is expressing in this density which you enjoy at this time as self-awareness or self-consciousness. You are young in experience with self-consciousness. And so much of your attention in an inward sense is placed from that early age of childhood within the evolving attempts of the seedling to grasp its nature. Now, the second density animals from which you sprang, in terms of your physical vehicle, does indeed have ways in which it responds to threats from other selves. These responses are part of a genetic imprinting, and, shall we say, a cultural imprinting on top of the genetic base for the mothers of the great apes, and the fathers do indeed teach the young which they have born between them that this species is a threat, but this one is not. And so there is, for the animal, for that physical vehicle, a fairly clear-cut response. Those who are not to be feared, yet who are not a portion of the clan, are simply ignored. Those who are to be feared are avoided. Yet this response is not one in which there is the concept of the self and the other self. Rather, responses are made instinctively and appropriately. Thusly, you may see that the physical vehicle, which now carries your consciousness about, has gone quite beyond that sensing of those which are dangerous and sensing those which are not. As the self-aware and individualized person experiences those young years of life, it begins accreting to its mental-emotional complex a growing list of entities and types of entities which impress the self as natural enemies. Your people has no natural enemies except each other. There is no animal or group of animals which threatens by its existence any human life. Yet, one upon another, the young soul accretes those to fear, those to avoid, those to distrust, and so forth. Generalizing from one or two particulars, theories which allow some entities into the charmed circle of trust and which shut the door against others. As the person grows and has more and more experience, the person acquires more and more baggage in the shape of what this instrument would call prejudices, what we would call biases. Manifestly, this is not an instinctive process, for there is no instinct towards cannibalism within your physical vehicles. There is no natural enemy in that sense amongst your peoples. The impulse to determine the degree of safety with which one may greet another has in most entities, by the time they reach their teenage years, as this instrument would say, the basic prejudices, biases, and wayward opinions that form the basic floor of the prejudicial system within an entity are formed, not, shall we say, set in concrete, but nailed together fairly well. And ready to be used as a base upon which to build an ever more articulated system of biases and judgment. So there is no bodily instinct for separating from other selves. However, there is a characteristic tendency which may be seen to be close to an instinct in third density entities to develop shortcuts that aid in making quick judgments about the safety and security of any present moment. There is that instinct gone wild . The instinct itself is to determine for each self, who am I? Yet in the process of determining this key nature of the self, the tendency is to identify the self over against others who are different. The first prejudice is that prejudice of the very young entity who, for the first time, realizes that it is not a part of the mother or the father. Entities at this young age discover the word no. And that impulse to negation is the crux of a process which has given your world one destructive and annihilating conflict after another. The initial impulse has no vice within it. That impulse to know the self, to define the boundaries of the self, and to become more self-aware, is allowed to lower itself again and again by making judgments about others which make the self feel safer, more secure, or more comfortable. The basic point of conflict lies within the self. As each self goes through repeated generations of I am not this, but that, not that, but this, again and again, there is that anxiety, that tension of the unanswered question. For each entity remains a mystery-clad being, as this instrument would say. Even, perhaps especially, to itself. This creates a primal discomfort, which in some becomes anger, in some becomes pride, in some becomes an illness or a perceived limitation. And in almost all entities, defenses begin to mount. Walls to hide behind begin to seem comfortable. And entire sections of the family of humankind are judged not as useful, not as important, not as good, not as smart, not as wise, as the self or as some group which the self identifies with. This primal anxiety, this hunger to know the self, has within it the seeds of many densities of progressive learning and harmonizing and coming to an ever more full blooming. Yet along the way, humankind and all its peoples have, shall we say, legislated the necessity of projecting upon others that anxiety, that inner anger of not knowing, which is truly the business of the self with the self. Therefore, perhaps it can be seen that it is well to do whatever the individual might find useful to bring that anger, that judgment, that not this but that, not that but this, back to the interior of the self. Those who seek peace amongst peoples first must go into the cave of the self and take the fight to the place where the arena is prepared. For the heart within is wise. And when an entity ceases judging others and accepts the responsibility of living with the dynamic of not knowing, then much may be learned, much may be healed. The job of taking the glance, taking the attention away from others which are perceived as causing judgment, and rather putting that energy and that judgment, if you will, within the self, is a powerful technique, and one we encourage each to rely upon on a regular, perhaps daily, basis. For that which is outside of the self, no matter how separating or how close it may feel, is as a mirror which shows the self a dim reflection of the self to the self. Any trait or nature which is perceived as being characteristic of others or other groups is a reflection of disagreements within yourself. This is a truth which does not thrive when taken literally. For often the logic of the heart makes use of symbols . But in general it may be said that the business of humankind is the self, and the numberless attempts of the self to know the self by comparing the self to other entities or other groups is less useful than the practice of moving within to see the self against the backdrop, not of others, but of the one infinite creator. Those who seek the answer to the riddle of human nature by moving amongst humans may make any number of conclusions and offer any number of fascinating and learned narratives. Yet these shall not tell the self of the self with the same depth or relevance as the self turning within and opening the heart, for there is within the heart the awareness of that seed which is the one infinite creator. You see, you bloom not for mankind, but for the one infinite creator. As the sun shines upon you, know that your greatest relationship your central dynamic? Is that between the self, which is individualized in you, and that great self, which is the one original thought? Love. When the self has become content to study itself within itself, when there is no longer that running wild of the desire to protect the self from danger without the self, then shall there be the dawning of the next density of experience for those entities who wish to move forward in their spiritual evolution at this time. For the great genius of humankind, the great gift of self-awareness, is the talent, the gift, the endowment of the one infinite creator for connection. The desire to connect, the desire to communicate, the desire to enter into communion with others, other selves, and other groups. This is the instinct. This is the true instinct of humankind. And this instinct has been trampled upon and tossed in the corner in order that entities may play those games in which masks are worn, sides are taken, and the conflicts within are given overt expression, with other selves standing in for those dynamics within the self which the self has not yet accepted. The desire for purity, for excellence, is so easy to corrupt. And in that desire, it is most easy, mistakenly and innocently, to project those dynamics upon the world at large, instead of taking the responsibility within the self. My friends, your destiny, that which you have the deep instinct for, is unity, one with the other. Yet stumbling blocks abound, for within most of your cultures upon your planet, it is accepted that there shall be groups against groups, person against person. And it is counted as folly when entities reach out too often to connect without regard for safety security, and appropriateness. The eyes of world opinion shall always see the mask, the clothing. Those illusions which it wishes to see. As each entity awakens at last from the winter sleep and knows itself once more to be a seed that shall grow, as each decides finally to disagree with the self rather than others, and to work that out in the interior safety of the self, then person by person by person, consciousness shall be raised. And the group that is waiting to form shall more and more begin connecting in a golden net of commonality, connection, and communion. Once the desire to disagree within the self has been accepted, grasped, and loved, then shall that self be ready to turn outward without fear and little by little shall your people take down those bricks which have built such high walls. Peace within your world must start within each heart. There is great freedom, my friends, that awaits you. Freedom to know and to harmonize and to share the gift of life and consciousness with those other sparks of that same love, which, like all seeds, are unique, each one adding a slightly different flavor to an ever-growing self. This is your destiny. We encourage each to use those resources and tools which help each in its own path towards inner unity and inner peace. For this instinct for mischief is indeed a portion of free will, and you may indulge it for as long as you wish, for as many lifetimes and as many cycles as it seems fair to do so. There is all the time in the world. Yet when the self does wake up, oh, much joy awaits, and fullness of heart. You are lovely blossoms even as seeds. Your nature is written clearly within, and you have but to free yourself to grow. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave this instrument in love and in life. We are those of Akuo.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. We would be honored to ask at this time if there might be further queries which any in this circle would have to offer to us. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, how do you contend with other entities that will not accept you?
I am Kuo, and we believe that we grasp your query, my brother. And our response must be somewhat confusing in that the manner in which one contends with those that do not accept one is the pattern or destiny which each individual has chosen for the incarnation. The destiny, the goal, is for each to find an harmonious resolution, or at least to attempt such within the being. How this is accomplished is a function of the unique nature and set of priorities in learning that each soul makes upon entering the incarnation. Thus, the means to achieve the goal are many. Again, we would recommend to each that with that goal in mind, that the, shall we say, intuitive capabilities of each be looked to for the inspiration as to how this shall be accomplished. Is there a further query, my brother?
It would appear that we are all connected. It is an illusion that we are separate. Our separation is basically due to belief systems and so forth, but we're all interconnected. But there is a wall. Each individual has to scale a wall to get to the other individual. And certain groups you cannot get to. What do you do to communicate with them? There's a fear. Fear is the word. Everybody is afraid of everyone else, especially now. And how do you get over that? How do you convince other people that you're not their enemy, and that you're just different than they are? How do you get past this fear?
I am. I am Quark, and am again with this instrument. We would suggest that the process of seating one's self within one's identity is the manner in which one can determine direction. If you retire within your own mind to the clear perception of who you feel you are, and allow the inspiration of the moment that comes from this knowledge to make your direction clearer, then you will be able to move in a pattern that is in harmony with your own internal energies. Which is to say that as you are true to your own self, the path will be made clear to you. It may not be made easy, but it shall be made clear. And the results of your efforts may not have value in the larger sense of the group that you deal with, but have a, we correct this instrument, but has a greater chance of fulfilling your own pattern, so that you make the effort that is appropriate and which expresses the energies that you wish to express in the manner that you wish to express them. Is there a further query, my brother?
No.
I am Quo. And we are grateful for your queries, my brother, for they touch at the heart of the experience which each of you share. Is there another query at this time?
I was thinking about how Jesus always is quoted as saying to turn the other cheek and so forth. And I was wondering if the kind of incredible energy that he somehow released by those sayings and by turning the other cheek to the point of dying has as its source the fact that he did not prejudice himself against anybody for any reason at any time. He kept the dialogue within himself for the most part.
I am Quo, and we believe that we grasp your query, my sister. The one known as Jesus, the Christ, is an example of one who has been true to the greater self from which each springs, to the degree that the words which this entity spoke were the ideal which was realized in this entity's life pattern. This entity set the goal, as shall we say, in such clear statements, as many others like this entity have done as well. For those who value such entities and their words and lives, these goals become as the beacon which guides the journey. However, there may be many missteps upon the journey before the goal is achieved. This is the stuff of your illusion and the grist for your mill, shall we say. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you, Carl.
I am Qual, and we thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I wanted to, I don't have a question, Qual. I just wanted to say thank you for, being with me when I meditate sometimes.
I am Qual, and we are filled with joy to be able to join you and all who ask our presence in their meditations. For in this manner we are able to share with you the essence of your experience within this illusion, and are able thereby to taste the many flavors of experience that are available to each portion of the One Creator. At this time, we would again thank each for inviting our presence this day, and would take our leave of this group and this instrument, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the One Infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Qual. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
As we let the light go back to its source, I'll put those names from the prayer list in it, and when I finish the list, then you all just add those that you'd like to put in. Scott, Ann, Ophelia, Spider Rainbow, Judy, Ethel, Wilhelmina, Leona, Billy, the Bean family, the Kirtley family, Sally, Dana, Lynn, Barbara,
John, Dana, Teresa,
Deborah, Mark.
Sybil Taylor.